welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the second issue of this Miskatonic High story arc. If you like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last episode.
Or you can listen to the previously that we read here in just a minute.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so previously, I'm Simon, unofficial president of the Miskatonic High School Community Service Club. Somehow defying all logic, we helped an old woman move some boxes in her basement. The club members were transported back to ancient Egypt, or ancient Egyptian city, Memphis, circa 700 AD, by my estimation. While we were there, we were attacked and nearly killed by a crazy wizard and his tentacle monster. Thanks to my bravery and considerable intelligence, we were able to find a magic knife that transported us back to our New England town. Don't tell anyone, but brought something back with me. Yeah, he's definitely trumped up his own part in this, but...
Well, you know, that's kind of him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That makes more sense now. Okay. So, when I reread the second issue, there was something that happened that I questioned, but apparently I didn't go back far enough to look at some panels. We'll get to it here in a minute. So we start out this issue. This issue is basically all about Sarah. And kind of her family. I mean, it has the other kids in it too.
It goes through basically what her day, a typical day for her is like.
Yeah. Or typical.
So she gets up, she puts in a contact. Well, no, because she's at school for this part right here.
Well, Friday is still considered the weekend.
Is it though?
Okay.
But so she puts in a contact.
Well, we only see the one side. She could put both sides. We don't know.
Sure. Anyways, she, you know, is on the school bus alone, doesn't talk to anybody, she's just staring out the window. She waves at Alex in passing in the hallway. Mm-hmm. In class, she's just kind of looking at her books. She gets kind of shitty looks from people in the lunchroom. Nobody wants to sit with her. She walks past Matt and Ren in the hallway, and she's just kind of, they don't even say anything to her. And then she's back on the bus alone.
Well, because they're too busy flirting with each other.
I would like to point out, though, have you ever seen the movie Kingsman?
Not yet. I'll watch it.
Okay, well, this picture down here where she's writing in the book. Yeah, it's got the Kingsman's K thing on it, and nice. I thought that was funny.
Nice. Kingsman was actually a comic book first. No, I know it's a comic book, so I like it.
It probably was a comic book first, but who knows?
Yeah, Annie Morin. So we've got Sarah at home. She's talking to her grandma. Her grandma seems out of it. A little bit. Well, that's what we're perceiving to be happening. But she tells her grandma that her friends from the community service club is going to be coming over tomorrow to help finish picking the apples because they're an apple orchard. So she goes out to...
Well, this is kind of an important part right here, though, where she says, you know, Alex and the community club is going to come over. And she says, Alex, he's... And she goes, Alex is a girl, remember? Alexander Davidson? And her grandma's like, one of the Williams kids? And she's like, yes, those are her cousins, Matt Williams coming too. Those Williams brats, they sneak into their orchard. They sneak into the orchard at night. One day they're going to get more than they planned. And she's like, grandma, that was 20 years ago. Please try to be nice to them. And she's like, yes, I'll be good.
Yeah. No, and like I said, she's coming off like she is not all there.
A little batty.
Yeah. And this one, I like how it's called Rats in the Orchard, the title of the issue. So we've got, and you can kind of tell that Sarah isn't, from a very wealthy family. Like all of her clothes almost seem to be hand me down or they're tattered or they're patched up. Like she is not, I'm not going to say prissy like some of the rest of the group, but she definitely does not come from money. Like, say, Ren or Matt.
Yeah, she's basically the opposite side of the bar from Ren, yeah. Where Ren's, you know, the rich, popular, you know, yeah. Everything going for.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So we go the next day, and we got the community club over here, and Sarah basically says that when people come through, like the tourists come through and pick apples, they just get the ones from the lowest branches. And she's thankful for these guys' help because
they can sell the ones from up top, yep, that are still in good shape that they, yeah, can actually, you know, make money off of at the farmer's market.
Yeah. So we've got everybody helping, that is, except for Ren, who is just, you know, standing there with her phone because she's a YouTube star. And
yeah, she's posting on her YouTube page trying to, and then
YouTube or Instagram or something.
Yeah, one of those special, you know, places. And she grabs Matt and she's like, hey, she's like, just put this on and pretend to be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yep.
That really? Guy. Okay. Yep.
I had no idea what the fuck. I thought it was, you know, just, yeah. Anyways.
But while they're talking, Matt mentions to Simon that he saw him grab the pages from the book and stuff in his pocket. And Simon says, yeah, I'm trying to transcribe them. And Matt asks why he didn't say anything to Mr. Waleed. And Simon says, I just don't trust him.
Yeah.
So they kind of think that, well, you know, Sarah brings up that maybe the knife that was used to open up that portal, maybe that was still in Mrs. basement. Abrahamson's basement. And so Matt's like, okay, well, you know, when we're done with this at some time later tonight, I'll go check it out. And Simon volunteers as well. But before anything else happens, Ren comes in and is like, hey, yeah, pretend you're Jake Gyllenhaal. And gives her phone to Sarah. I was like, hey, you know how to hit record, right? She's like, Sarah's like, I know how to use a phone, Ren. It's like, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. So then she pulls Matt off to where they're standing in this picturesque, you know,
landscape.
Scenic view. Yep. And cool, yeah. And then, see, I like how she says to hit record. And then you've got Sarah that's like that fucking Ren, yep, like right there on the recording.
And then Ren's like, all right, now it's time for a kiss. And
then Matt's like, I don't, and she's like, okay, now kiss me. And he's, and then they both fall into hole in the orchard.
Yeah. And they're at the very bottom of it. And with everybody else still at top, Alex asks if they can climb up and Matt's like, no, it looks like it's too steep. So,
they said, can you climb up? And he says, maybe if you'll get off of me. And then Ren's like, are you sure that's what you want?
I mean, they're high school, yeah, kids, you know. You know what they're thinking of.
I'm sure she was already half off of him by the time that...
you mean he was half off on her?
No. I meant she was half off, I guess, and lifted up, but...
Anyway. So Sarah and Alex go rushing back to the house to go grab some rope. Simon is still up top to watch over them, I guess. But while they are waiting down at the bottom of that sinkhole, Matt and Ren notice a hole in the side of the wall, the wall of it, basically a tunnel. And
they find prints inside of there.
Yep, giant prints.
She's like, he says, I wonder what made these tunnels. And she goes, I don't know, squirrels? And he says, squirrels? And she's like, prehistoric saber-tooth squirrels? And he says, and he's looking at the print, and he's like, this didn't come from any squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Sarah tells her grandma that there was a sinkhole in the orchard and that,
and her grandma's like, it's those rats. I knew it.
Yeah. I'll go get the rat killer.
And yeah.
Sarah's like, no, grandma. Oh, whatever. Let's get going back over there. So as, Matt and Ren are investigating the tunnel, Sarah and Alex are rushing back.
And Simon's like, no, don't go in there. Yeah. Wait,
please. No, don't.
He just says it to Ren. He doesn't say it to Matt. Just
I don't think he cares about Matt. Exactly. Honestly, I don't think he cares about Ren either, but she's the pretty one in the group.
Yeah.
Sarah does ask, I'm sorry. Alex does ask Sarah, how long her grandma has been like that.
That's actually exactly what she says. How long has your grandmother been like that?
Yeah. And Sarah's like, she has her moments, but it's been getting worse and worse for a year or so. And Alex brings up her parents, and
my father went to live with some relatives down south, and my mother disappeared about 10 years ago. And then, she's like, she abandoned you. You're tougher than I'd be. And she's like, you kind of have to be.
Yeah. Well,
and then we go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. And then we go back to Matt and Ren, and, they find this nest, and he's like, but what for? And then there's this hissing noise. And then we get some kind of creature dropping down on them from up on the ceiling.
Looks very rat-ish, not gonna lie, but giant, like a giant sized rat, almost like an ROTUS, ROUS.
Yeah, ROUS. Rats of unusual size.
ROUS.
ROUS.
There we go.
But it's human shaped, so
yes.
I don't think Wesley would have been able to beat this one.
He might have. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
The other ones were human shaped as well because there was just humans in suits.
Yeah, but they had to run around like rats on the ground.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right.
Okay, so Alex kind of scolds Simon for letting them go into the hole or the tunnel. But he's like, what can I do from up here?
What was I supposed to do? And she's like, I don't know, jump in. And he's like, jump into the sinkhole? It's huge. She's like, that's what he said.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
I do like how... So one thing I like about Alex is that she is a nerd. Like, she's talking about Doc Savage.
No, she's a geek.
Geek, thank you.
She's a geek.
Thank you.
Yes.
Talking about
Simon is a nerd.
Okay. She's talking about Doc Savage, talking about Lord of the Rings. She says, maybe this is the entrance to the Hollow Earth.
No. Oh, yeah. Simon says, is this the entrance to Mordor? And she goes, Mordor, that's ridiculous, but it may be an entrance to the Hollow Earth.
Yeah, I love
it. And then that's
I love that. I love their arguing. It's so like nerdy and dumb and stupid. This basically arguments like we would have.
Exactly.
And I love it. So they go following through the tunnel. They find Matt's phone with the screen all broken. There's some hissing that they're hearing, and Simon gets freaked out and runs away. And then
like a little bitch.
Yeah, well, he kind of is. We see some more rat people, and Alex and Sarah run the other way and end up falling down another hole. And we'll get back to them here in a second.
Yeah, and then you get Simon, and he's kind of like half stuck in this tunnel that he's trying to pull himself through. And one of the rat things is behind him, and it like pulls off his shoe and then scratches the bottom of his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And
it seemed like the rat got him, like was able like pulled him back. That's the impression I got. Like once he got scratched, he tried to scramble but got more stuck.
He couldn't. Yeah. And then because he's like, oh God, I'm stuck. I can't get out. Please. No, no. And then he says, yes, please.
Oh,
it's in very small writing there at the bottom. It says, no, please. No. And then he says, yes, please.
Dude. Didn't see that the first time.
And so you've got Sarah and Alex and they'd fallen into some water and Sarah pulls Alex out and she's like, hey, don't make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to this spot where there's, let's face it, they look like hillbilly rat people.
Well,
like the dude right there with this.
Funny you say hillbilly because we focus on a couple of them and they've got different colored eyes. And Alex says they look just like your eyes to Sarah. And this was the thing I had to go look back on because we do only see Sarah put the one contact in. And this is focusing on their eyes and yeah.
But see, what I don't understand is, it looked like she was putting a colored contact in when she did that.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, she might've been putting in, cause her eyes are, brown and
red or brown and blue. Yeah.
So I'm assuming she was putting in a brown one over the blue one to match those.
Could have been, but then right here, she doesn't have that.
Weekend work. Didn't matter. I don't know.
Gotcha. Who knows?
Well, but anyways, these are kind of her friends, quote unquote friends. She doesn't have to hide from them versus hiding her
from everywhere else in the school, where they'd probably make fun of her for heterochromia.
Yes, exactly.
But so anyways, one of the rats, you know, it starts sniffing around and then it comes over the rock and it's Sarah. And she says, no, it can't be. And then it says her name again. And she's like, no, I hate you. I hate you. And as it's getting ready to attack them, you hear this blast. And her grandma's like, I told you to wait while I got my rat killer. And she's holding this fucking double barrel 12 gauge.
I love it. I love it. And she blows away a couple more of the rat people. And she basically says, you know, Johnny, I taught you to mind your manners. And remember the deal with Tom. Or tells says something to Tom to remember the deal. Stay out of the orchard.
Stay out of the orchard.
Yeah. They do all get out and back up topside.
Well, they find they're sitting there, and you know, Ren's like, "Man, is this as messed up as it sounds?" And Alex, you know, Ren, shut up. And then Matt says, "Well, hey, where's Simon?" And then he says, "Here." And then he's like, he looks like he's fucked up. Like he's covered in mud, you know, and he looks like he's obviously had a traumatic experience. And
he just got attacked by a bunch of rats.
Exactly. And Alex is like, are you okay? And he says, I'm fine. And she's like, you look like you were baked in a mud pie. And he's like, it was nothing. I could take care of myself.
Mm.
And then they're like, all right. So they all make their way out.
Yeah. They get up topside. There's actually like a stair like leading back to
out
to above ground. And then Sarah's grandma tells her basically the story. Her family, Sarah's dad and family,
father's side of the family,
basically are rat people. They have a curse on them. And Sarah's mom, you know, she knew this after the fact and was not okay with it. She tried to raise Sarah for a little while, but just couldn't take everybody in town, all their comments. So,
yeah. Something I never noticed before until this picture right here. Sarah's ears look a little bit pointy and her teeth look a little bit like buck right there. Yep.
I noticed that too. And I mean, I'm assuming they did that a little purposely, obviously.
Yeah. But it's only in this picture I've ever seen her look like that. Cause then like, even in the next picture, it goes back to normal looking almost.
And I've lost it. My thing's freezing up here.
Oh, but you know,
yeah, you're right. It does go back, but yeah. What can you do?
And then, you know, and Sarah's like, you know, what's the point? I'm never going to get out of here. I'm just digging deeper. And her grandma's like, no, she's like, you can, cause she's wondering, she's like, why do you send me to school where everybody treats me like crap and everybody's a jerk to me? And her grandma's like, well, because you're stronger than them and you, you know, you might not give up.
You'll be the only one of the family that will get out of this town. Your mom,
yep.
I mean, she left, sure, but she did it in the worst possible way.
And then she's like, I know you'll get out. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. And then the very end here, we've got Matt in Mrs. Abrahamson's basement. And right around the corner is some tentacles. So,
oh no. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, and that's how we end this second issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Miskatonic High story.